music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing?
Art from Philly subbing in for Rick Adams today. He's under the weather. He asked me to help him out. The call number today is 800-313-9443. We have a caller, Jeff from Idaho. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Art. Yeah, corruption, the never-ending story. This is a follow-on to Nancy's question. So would you be inclined to add your intelligence to RICO investigations in the next administration if Trump is brought in with your time frames? I know you got consulting work that you do that eliminated your other radio show for some convenient reason. What would your thoughts be on that?
If basically he cleans up the Department of Justice, sure.
Right.
I first want to see.
Right. Yeah. Be involved in like a RICO kind of like with your knowledge. Target the. Because the whole thing needs to be taught, not the word anti-Semitic, it needs to be mafia and RICO. These are the words
right.
We have to use now so that the definitions of the law, this is why Trump is basically saying about, following the law. And this is the lead-in that why the neocons are so terrified now, okay? So you understand what I'm kind of explaining?
Yeah. Now, when you're speaking, did you ever hear about the investigation of Edgar Bruffman Jr. involved with Vivendi, and he lost $4 to $5 billion. Him and Charles Messner became convicted felons.
Oh, is this like the Keating Five with McCain and those guys?
Yeah, something different though. This was actually Charles Bruffman. I meant to say
okay.
Edgar Bruffman Jr. He was
right.
prosecuted. He's a criminal. He's a felon,
right.
And they prosecuted that. I knew about that, and so I know how to deal with the RICO boys if necessary.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that I think your talents, if you got time next year, if it worked out, I think you could maybe think of adding some input to certain people.
Yes, I agree with you. Okay.
Okay. That's what I got. Thanks.
Right.
See you, Mike.
Okay.
We have Mike in South Carolina.
All right. Mike, South Carolina, welcome to the show.
Hi, Art. Having a good presentation today, as usual.
All right.
I'm going to throw a few little more items, tidbits towards your way to enhance and kind of build up what you just said about the corruption. The woman that just finished calling in was very, very correct. It's currently corrupt in the legal system. It's been taken over. It's been weaponized, actually, what's happened. If you
very
do
true.
A little bit of research, you go back a few years into Harvard University, 95% of the Harvard law students going through Harvard Law School are Jewish. They're
right.
going through on scholarships. Wonder who's paying for those scholarships. And then I wonder where these attorneys are being placed. So it's a stacked deck. It's going on everywhere. 60 to 70% of your judges, your lawyers, and your prosecutors are all Jewish. And
yes.
about a third to a half of your judges are actually drug dealers. They're letting these druggies go and let them create the income that's coming in. And they're taking the money through the back door. So everybody's making a lot of money. And it seems like that's the basis for everything that's happening, is that America's been bought and sold right off the race itself. And we got criminal involvement with people who have no conscience whatsoever. They don't care. So you're never going to get America back until you get Israel out of America. That's about the best I can put it. We're not in deep trouble. We're just recognizing who the kosher rat pack or all the membership of that is.
Right.
And you just have to identify who the Jews are.
Right.
Most of them are born from mother Jews. All presidents since Franklin D. Roosevelt, with the exception of Ronald Reagan, all of them have been born from mother Jews, every one of them. So it's a stack debt. They've gotten themselves in charge, and quite frankly, you have to remove them from any sit-downs in the Middle East with making contracts and negotiations because you just can't trust them. That's their reputation. No, there's nothing that's being made up. It's their reputation that precedes them. That's why nobody wants to do business with them, unless, of course, you can make a lot of money, and they just throw money at you to get what they want. Everybody's being bought. So yeah. There you have it. That's all I had to say. I hope that was at least worthwhile a little bit. And keep up the good work, and adios.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Mike. Just comment on there. First of all, Reagan was rose to power through MCA Records, owned by the Brofman Syndicate. So like the Clintons, he is another agent for the Brofmans. Now, with respect to the legal community, I think he gave you good insight on what it is. I've actually helped in political races. Not everybody is like this, but in one political race I ran, some of the people from the Jewish community, lawyers, came up and he says, we love to basically get judges elected, and then we can pay them off and corrupt them to get our way. That's just basically the way, normal way of doing business. That's how they think. Okay, that's what they call the mikvah, you know, the Cosa Nostra. That's their mode of doing business in America. So the first step, what we're doing here, and it's just the first step, is to be aware of what they're up to. You can't address a problem unless you see it. They've been so good for so many years at giving us all a snow job to not even be able to see what the problem is right in front of your face, okay? And that's the first thing when I ask people, you know, what's wrong? Yeah, people know what's wrong, but who's doing it? You know, who's pulling the strings? And, basically the Federal Reserve Bank is their major point of control, okay? With that, they control the National Venture Capital Association for a lot of new businesses starting up. So where are these new venture capitals, these new IPOs getting their money? They're getting it from the Zionist interests. So imagine that progressing through many economic cycles for various businesses, and then you see who controls American industry. So we have to basically find a way, just like they were talking about earlier about the cryptocurrency, of finding ways to bypass their system, okay? And that's what you have to do. You have to find ways to get around their economic system and address the situation. So we have to get into the, how would you say it? I think it was somebody, the Greeks, that I can't remember who it was. The consequence of indifference in a political affairs by good citizens will be to be ruled by evil. And that's what we got right now. We need to get more involved with politics. It's a dirty business. It always has been, always will be. But we need to get our hands into it and basically say, we're not going to tolerate this corruption anymore by these criminals. Okay? All right. Call number is 800-682-0794. This is the Rick Adams Show. This is Art from Philly subbing in for Rick. Number, what's that? Okay, go. Give me the right number. 800-313-9443. Okay, thank you. All right. 800-313-9443 is the correct phone number. I just was reading something, unfortunately, so I got distracted. All right, here we go. If there's any more calls, I'll be glad to take them. And if not, I'm going to continue on this article reading out of the August 18th edition of Time, Why We're Losing the Internet Culture of Hate. All right, here we go. All right. Now, I'm talking about an article from Joel Stein, Time Magazine, August 18th this month. And it's basically, here we go. Just find the right spot. All right. Now, they're talking about trolling on the Internet and why Time Magazine, owned by the Brofman Syndicate, which Joel Stein works for, is talking about why they feel they're losing the war on the Internet, calling it the culture of hate. All right, so they're talking about trolls. They call them the alternate right's favoritism is to insult and call men who don't hate feminism cucks, whatever that means. All right, well, I'm not going to mention it. Republicans who don't like Trump are also blank conservatives, okay? Men who don't see how feminists are secretly controlling them haven't taken a red pill. A truth reference to the truth-revealing drug, The Matrix. they divisively call their adversaries social justice warriors and believe that liberal interest groups purposely exploit the weakness to gain pity, which allows them to control the levers of power. Trolling is the alternate right's version of political activism, and it ranks view any attempt to take it away from the denial of democracy. In this new cultural war, the battle isn't just over homosexuality, abortion, rap lyrics, drugs, how they greet people at Christmas time. It's an expanded thing, and everything, you know, everything, videos, clothing ads, whatever. All right, so I'm trying to get down here to what they say. Just skip through some of this stuff here. All right, here's what Joel Stein says that he's talking about. This is, I was in my apartment, by myself and felt trapped, Joel Stein said, okay? This is, we're reading all these gay and racial slurs, and it was like, I can't fight you all. I don't know what to do. Do you call the police? Then they got my email, and they started sending me threats, and they were going to cut off my head and stuff and do the N-words, whatever. It's not done to express an opinion. It's done to scare you. Because Jones' harassment, the alt-right leader, Miliu Yiannopoulos, was permanently banned from Twitter. He was also an editor of Breitbart News, the conservative website whose chairman, Steve Bannon, was hired August 17th by Trump campaign. Now, the services said Yiannopoulos, a critical of the new Ghostbusters, who calls Jones a black dude, in a tweet marshaled many of his more than 300,000 followers to harass her. He not only denies this, but says being responsible for your fans is a ridiculous standard. He also thinks Jones is faking hurt. All right. I just want to go on a little more. So, trying to get more down into this article here that Joel Stein wrote to get to the point of it. A lot of, here we go. Again, this is continuing the article from Joel Stein on August 19th, The Tyranny of the Mob, talking about trolling. So he says, Andrew Onemeyer, who calls himself Weave Online, is probably the biggest troll in history. He served just over 1 year in prison for identity fraud and conspiracy. When he was released in 2014, he left the U.S., mostly bouncing around Eastern Europe and the Middle East. Since he has worked and to post anti-Planned Parenthood videos and flooded thousands of universities, printers in America with instructions how to print swastikas, a symbol tattooed on his chest. When I asked if I could fly out and interview him, he agreed, though he warned that he might not be coming ashore for a while. We can probably pass close enough to land to have you meet us somewhere in the Adriatic or the Ionian Sea, around Greece. His email said, eternally your servant, the escalation of entropy. And while we planned my trip, a pretty remote location, he told me he no longer does interviews for free, and that his rate was 2 bitcoins, about $1,100 an hour. Okay, that's when one of us started trolling the other, and I'm not sure which. All right, here's his, they're actually showing the conversation by instant messaging here, from Joel Stein to Andrew. I totally understand your position, but Time and all the major media outlets won't pay people who we interview. There's a bunch of reasons for that, but I'm sure you know them. Thanks anyway, Joel. I find it hilarious that after your people have stolen years of my life at gunpoint, bulldozed my house, you're still expecting me to work for free in your interest. You people belong, and then he basically says, talked about, in an oven, whatever. Not right for one to say that. And Joel Stein to Andrew Automeyer. For a guy who doesn't want to be interviewed for free, you're giving me a lot of good quotes. All right. In a later blog post about emails, we've clarified that Time is trying to destroy the white civilization. Well, Time is basically another front of the Anti-Defamation League. Okay, they're the same group of people. Same group of people that we called from the book The Super Mob, the Bruffman Crime Syndicate. Okay, this is part of the Chicago outfit, the Zionist organization. All right. And we should have opened up your wallets and dumped out some other cash you've stolen from other goys because of your incentive. I possibly have to work with your poisonous publication. I found it comforting that the rate for a neo-Nazi to compromise his analogy was just 2 bitcoins. All right, so he's just basically getting on his stuff. Both of them are extreme. I don't think I like it. You know, they're both extreme. There's no moderation in the middle as far as I see it. Expressing socially unacceptable views like Weave is becoming more socially acceptable. Sure, just like any other tiny weird bookstore where you can buy, you know, neo-Nazi publications, weird white supremacist sites on the web, and so on. That's interesting. You know, anything that's against Zionism, if you try to go in a public library, any school, you know, the book publishers on down the line there, see how much they're filtering out various opinions, which was a First Amendment. It still is a First Amendment right that we're allowed to see, and we should see various and different opinions on many subjects so we can understand all viewpoints and then synthesize what we see is the reality of the situation. And to have this media controlled ever since Operation Mockingbird was set up to control and show a biased viewpoint is a disservice to the American public. So in that respect, I see Time Magazine doing a great disinterest. When do you ever hear any articles in Time Magazine talking about their direct links to the Chicago Syndicate through the Bruffman organization? You never hear that, nor do you hear from any other media for that matter. All right, now he's talking about some other trolling, other sites here. But some of the contributors on those sites now go to places like 8chan, 4chan, which have a more diverse group of gamers, creators, lovers, and whatever. Okay, and then he mentions once accepted, they move on to Reddit, the ninth most used site in the U.S., which users can post links to online articles and speak about, you know, speak with the nominee. Reddit believes in unalloyed free speech. The site has eliminated the comment board jailbait creep shots beating wife for legal reasons. But last summer, Reddit banned 5 more discussion groups being distasteful. The one with the largest user base, more than 150,000 subscribers, was called Fat People Hate. It was particularly active that revealed finding photos of overweight people looking happy, almost all women adding mean captions. All right. So this article is really about what they call trolling as hate speech. And he's got a, in this article here, it shows a picture, and I'll just show you what it says. Where the trolls thrive, online communities have a mixed track record of curbing trolls. Here's a closer look at which sites attract the most. And they start from the ones that are, you know, the most trolled to the least trolled. Most trolled is 8chan. He says they get banned elsewhere. Trolls seek refuge here where they can, for example, discuss even child pornography. Well, that's pretty, pretty bad. Then the next one is 4chan, image posting site so popular, trolls with trolls that a few people actually want it to be trolled. Then there's what they call VOAT, V-O-A-T. The site is used by users last year when Reddit next certain threads. Reddit, hate groups organize here, easily infiltrate other threads, then move on to other sites. Okay. Now, let's see, what have the cybersecurity forces out of Tel Aviv there, you know, are they trolls? Yeah, I guess not, right? It's just when they put out their viewpoints, it's not, you know, if someone puts out something that's not their viewpoint, it's a troll. And there are viewpoint, I mean, there are valid points he's bringing up here that, you know, criminal behavior should not be tolerated. Especially, in my viewpoint, one of the big ones is pedophiles and arms trading. But then again, you know, when we got... 800-313-9443 is the call-in number if you want to call in. And I'll see you on the other side.
Homeowner. owners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Good day. Welcome back to RPN. This is the Rick Adams Show. This is Art from Philly subbing in for Rick Adams today. The call number is 800-313-9443. And just continuing to talk on an article from Time Magazine about what they call the internet culture of hate. Okay, it's funny that here it is, Time Magazine, owned by the Bruffman Syndicate, like they own AOL, the major power brokers behind the Anti-Defamation League, okay? You know, everyone talks about Abe Foxman. It's not Abe Foxman. It's the Bruffman family, Bruffman.org. You can see who it is. That's who's really behind the Anti-Defamation League. And, you know, they talk about hate. Well, they created hate. Okay, they're the ones who are corrupting our politicians to create these hate laws, you know, create situations where there is no hate. And they deserve to be taken to task for what they're doing. So that's the reason I'm bringing this up. What are they on? Well, for instance, in the northeastern part of the U.S., all the way up from Maine, all the way down to, I believe, into North Carolina, they own TD Bank, Toronto Direct Bank, which Nancy mentioned. The owner is Phyllis Lambert, the sister of the late Edgar Bruffman Sr. and the daughter of Samuel Bruffman, a Chicago syndicate gangster, as an example. If you go to the movies and you see that big Universal MGM Studios, you know, that's the Bruffman Syndicate. Or if you go down to Orlando, and you basically see Universal Studios there, and you go to the amusement facilities, or if you go out to L.A. and you go to Universal Studios, you're basically supporting the Brofman Crime Syndicate. If you drink Tropicana orange juice, that's another thing that they do, you know, among many other things. So the reason I bring this out is to increase your awareness of what's around you, and you can do something about it. I also saw an RBN related to this. They mentioned about Chuck Colson being in Colorado and supporting, you know, the issues for Palestine and providing, scholarships for some of the Palestinian kids to go to school. I also saw, also looked out there, there's a website, Colorado Real Estate, ColoradoRE.com. And what do you see on there? You see advertisements by the Anti-Defamation League showing we shall have cannot tolerate hate in our communities. And what else are they trying to do? They're trying to basically create charter schools. Okay, one of my other favorite subjects for the criminals here. And who's one of the major supporters of charter schools? Convicted felon Michael Milliken. Okay, he runs K-12.com. I think it's got charter schools running in every state in the country right now. And, you know, you can see it. You know, here's a convicted felon. We don't let convicted felons teach in our schools, but let them own our schools. Another example of that is we heard the issue with Turkey and the opposition, the insurrection that they had. And here it is. It's a guy named Gulian who lives here in Salisbury, Pennsylvania, in the Poconos area of Pennsylvania on the eastern side. And he's basically running these charter schools. So he's getting money from U.S. taxpayers, okay, property taxes, to pay for him to have a private school. And better yet, as an example, and I always resent it being a, you know, in the state, that this guy discriminates against hiring teachers, American teachers. He wants to make sure they're all from Turkey. So that's nice. You get a charter school by paying off the corrupt public officials in the state, corrupting our political system. You get rich, and then you displace American labor. Okay, and we should accept that. You know, I think just on the face of it, it should be taken to task for that issue. All right, I'm going to continue some more on this article on Time, on the Internet culture of hate, and why Time magazine feels like the Zionists are losing control over it. They're losing control over it because of their corruption. That's why, and people are seeing it for what it is. You know, the issues I'm talking about on the show, they won't talk about it. Okay, they won't even bring it up as an issue because they know they have an indefensible position. And they're smart enough, at least, not to basically tackle an indefensible position. If they do, you know, they're pretty stupid. And I don't think they're that stupid. At least most of them aren't. Some are. All right. So in this article about trolling, they talk about next website is called Yik Yak. Yik Yak is less people in small areas post anonymously. It's used by people on campus to threaten students and professors. Let's talk about schools as an example. We talked about K-12. Let's talk about, I'll give you an example. Here in southeastern Pennsylvania, we have Temple University. What do they have? Right on the campus. They have a Benaiah Brith building, spent, about $7, $8 billion to build it right on the main campus in Philadelphia. You know, the Anti-Defamation League by the Brofman Syndicate. They also have Brandeis in there, you know, Brandeis University, which is going on a nationwide hunt throughout the entire country on the universities, you know, on a basically a hunt for, you know, anything that opposes the agenda for Israel. We all have to be for Israel no matter what they do to us, right? Put us out of work, put us into war, wreck our economy, and that's okay. All right, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good day, RBN. This is Art from Philly, subbing in for Rick Adams today. He's under the weather. He asked me to cover the show for him. The call number is 800-313-9443. And if you can support RBN, they can certainly use your support. I know it's hard, but we do volunteer. I volunteer to do this. And I feel it's important. And if you can help out RBN or help out, you know, another organization, it'd be appreciated. But RBN certainly needs your support. All right. I'm going back to this article on Time Magazine, Why We're Losing the Internet Culture. I'm on page 30 of the article by Joel Stein, talking about the tyranny of the mob and trolling. All right, and I'm going to give you some background also. So I was talking about the various websites that trolls thrive through. And I'm going up the list from the mostly trolled to the least trolled. Okay, Snapchat is the least trolled. All right, so now we're on the website Yik Yak, where they talk about this is used on campuses where people blog about students and professors. And then I started mentioning for as an example, and it isn't the only university. Many of them are out there. Temple University, for instance, they have Hillel on campus there, which is owned by the chairman was Edgar Brofman, Sr. And they're all over the place. Matter of fact, Hillel has their facilities at Annapolis, Maryland, where the Navy is, okay, as an example. So they also have there as what they call the Fox School of Business, Richard Fox. Major real estate investment firm back here in this area. Richard Fox is one of the founders of the Philadelphia chapter of the Republican Jewish Coalition. The other founder is Stephen Friedman, okay? Closest friend of Benjamin Netanyahu. They grew up together in Shelleyham, Pennsylvania, a part of it called Wynwood. Now, perhaps you've heard about U.S. healthcare and Aetna pulling out of the Obamacare situation. Well, U.S. healthcare merged in to become part of Aetna. And the CEO of U.S. healthcare, Richard Aberson, from this part of southeastern Pennsylvania, had a big facility here. It does in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. By the way, they don't hire much American labor, mostly Indians. You know, Americans need not apply. He was the chairman and president of the Republican Jewish Coalition nationwide. The same Republican Jewish Coalition set up by gangster Max Fisher, the Purple Gang. Okay? So it just shows you the infiltration of these criminals at the highest levels of our institutions of business. So if you're doing business with Aetna, and possibly they're trying to shake down the government right now to allow the merger of U.S. healthcare, you can see Chicago Syndicate economics at play right in front of you, in front of your communities, in front of your healthcare, as an example, how they play this. All right. Continuing on this article on why we're losing the internet culture, and the phone number is 800-313-9443. The next website they talk about where the trolls are, Twitter. This service allows users to use anonymous using to tag people they don't know in their messages and regularly leads to abuse. Okay? Now, you may have heard that Twitter just knocked off, I think about 350,000 user accounts were just knocked off. So, and there's some points that are valid, you know, that they were saying that people from outside this country were using Twitter to communicate about terrorist activities. But nobody talks about the activities of Mikbah over here, committing terrorism against the American public. That's just not talked about. The next website that people use to the trolls use is called YouTube. Comments can often be in a race to see who can get their mean take-up vote to the top, where it's most visible. Well, who owns YouTube? I think it's that little company called Google. Yeah, they own YouTube. And Sergio Brin, I think if you were looking at a place for corruption.com, you'll see there a photo up there with the top Israeli political officials, like, forget what's his name, Shimon Peres is there. So you can see that. Oh, the next trolling site, Facebook. Lack of anonymity plus a corporate focus on safety has made the site pretty much not usable by certain types of trolls. Oh, the Facebook. set up by Paul Thiel, Mr. PayPal of eBay, and by the Clarion Fund, a major investment fund. Now, the same investment fund, the Clarion Fund that set up Resorts International, the first casino in Atlantic City when they legalized gambling. Oh, wasn't the Clarion Fund owned by Meyer Lansky? Yes. Yes. Indeed. So, you can see who owns Facebook. Next trolling site, Instagram. They're saying it's relatively safe, despite some high-profile cases, like Justin Bieber, Quick, and the negative comments. And then they go on to talk about Snapchat, that they're saying that's pretty, pretty safe against trolling. So, let's hear. Here's the thing. I am not afraid of Joel Stein. I will kick his tail, says Megan Kostetter. Then it says, Extension Gelson Supermarket. Gone. The empty parking lot. Megan stands in the middle, staring at Joel Stein in a standoff. Megan says, I'm going to kick your butt. Joel says, understood, I deserve this. Joel Stein gets out on his knees and places his arms between his head, ready to receive his fate. Megan cracks her knuckles and approaches his debased, pitiful form. The end. Okay. The internet is a realm where the coward, these are people who are all sound and no fury. Megan Kostetter, comedian and the author of The Troll. All right, so that was interesting. So one of his worst trolls was actually a comedian just trying to get media attention just like him. All right, if you have some comments, I'd like to hear them. It's 800-313-9443. This is the Rick Adams Show. And if not, I got to help you out with some other things. Let's talk about politics. Let's go, for instance, there's a three-ring circus going on in Pennsylvania with the Attorney General's office. Let's see where it was. First of all, going back in the past, there was Bruce Castor, who was the prosecuting attorney for Montgomery County, which is the county adjacent to the city of Philadelphia, just to the west side of it. This is the court system that F. Lee Bailey started his career in. It says it's the most corrupt court system in the United States. Okay, it's also the location of where the Annenberg family has put up residence for a couple generations here. Right here in Radnor, Pennsylvania, is where the Annenberg Crime Syndicate has located their multi-million dollar estate. The other estate they have is in Palm Springs, which is basically you have to be a president of the United States to get in there, head of state to be invited into the Annenberg estate. Betty Ford Clinic was there as an example. That shows the connections, if you're reading A Place for Corruption, between Gerald Ford, the Warren Commission, the JFK assassination, and Walter Annenberg. Now, in this attorney general's race at that point, Bruce Castor wanted to be Attorney General for Pennsylvania. Okay, he was opposed by none other than the former governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Corbett. Okay, Tom Corbett was a manager for Waste Management Systems out of central Pennsylvania near Lancaster, to the east side of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which is the state capital, also in the center of the state. Now, if you read a little history on Waste Management Systems, it was run by a guy named Robin Williams, and it really started as Schultz Trash Hauling, a Jewish mafia trash hauling firm right here in, again, Montgomery County, which grew up over decades, and now it's what we call Waste Management Systems, a Chicago syndicate business. So Bruce Castor was opposed by Tom Corbett, who was supported by none other than the Bucks County Republican Party leadership at that point, a guy named Harry Fox, who passed away. So just a little listen to the leadership was Herbie Barnes, who worked with Walter Annenberg, Harry Fox, who then replaced him. And now we basically have a major power broker, Pat Dion, who's the chairman of the board of directors for SEPTA, which is the transportation. Okay. Tony in Chicago, welcome.
Yeah, okay. You know, you're in IT. You haven't hidden that fact, and I want to ask you this question. When they say they're going to hand the Internet over out of U.S. control in 2 months, now who are we handing this over to? The U.N. or explain this, and how are they going to be able to start cutting websites off that they don't like?
I haven't researched it, so I can't answer that part for you. So tell me what you know, and maybe I can get some...
No, I don't know anything. That's why I'm asking you, because I thought you're a programmer, you're a consultant. I mean, I don't want to get into your personal business. I've been listening to you years, and I assume you're a consultant in IT. So, no, you don't know anything about that. Well, I don't know. They say they're handing it over in 2 months. I mean, I could look it up on the Internet, and they've been talking about it, but it's actually...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's what they call the INANA. The Internet,
yeah.
The INANA. Okay, the Internet Assignment Number Authority, okay? So basically what's happened is the U.S. controlled, for instance, you want to get a domain, a website set up, and you want to set up a domain name, okay? So they call Tony's of Chicago's website, Tony Chicago, you know, pizza as an example, whatever, so just say it's .us. You have to go through the Internet Assignment Naming Authority, the IANA, okay?
Well, these private operations like what is that, a GoDaddy or whatever, they go through them. I mean, you get...
Yes, yeah, so each time you get a new website set up, like GoDaddy, they have to go through the IANA to get a new website set up. All right, so that's what you're talking about. Yes, that's...
Yeah, okay, so who runs that? Who runs that international organization?
It looks like in a big part, India is getting a big chunk of it. So we're losing control of the ownership of establishing, providing the names of new websites is what that's about.
Well, that means then they can pull your domain if they don't like what you have to say. Because we're not going to be under U.S. law. We're not going to be under the First Amendment anymore.
That may very well be. I don't know the consequences of it. Okay, but
no one's talking about it because it's Clinton. She sent out a fundraising letter saying that, you know, that Breitbart site. Not that I'm totally with them because I mean they're pro. I'm not going to say they're pro New World Order Jew. They're pro Jew and they don't differentiate between it. And in my opinion, the majority of the Jewish community worldwide, whether they want to admit it or not, in some way or another, they are pro-New World Order Jew because that's the Talmud. Anyway, they're saying that they don't think sites like that should even exist. So basically then you do innuendo was, you know, we need to get rid of these sites. I don't think people are paying enough attention to this that we're giving this domain name thing up to... who we don't even know who. Obviously, the international community, whoever that is, the Rothschilds, the City of London, okay? it looks like they're going to... I couldn't imagine they wouldn't take advantage of the situation and try to start cutting off, you know, the type of websites that expose them for what they are and try to start getting rid of these things. So I think we'll find out in 2 months. Go ahead.
Basically... All right, so if you have an existing website name, I don't think it's going to affect you that much. I think it's what's going to happen is the authority to assign website names to for new systems is where it's going to be affected. If you already have one, then they have the IP addresses programmed into the major Internet servers, you know, like the major providers, like the ISP providers, like you said, GoDaddy, which I'd never use anyhow. They're Zionists to begin with. But... what will happen is when you use INAA, which they call Domain Network Service, it's just like when you call an 800 number. You call an 800 number, and it goes to what they call out-of-band control signaling when you dial the numbers to the phone company central point, and they use a database, they look it up, and they say, well, this 800 number equals area code 313XYZ456, you know, so, and that's the, then it converts it into a physical number. So the INA, Internet Assignment Naming Authority, is going to be doing the same thing, is taking control of when they go to look up a website name, the using the URL, the Universal Resource Locator, and that gets converted into an IP address that they actually point to, which is resolved by, you know, the Internet protocols to identify where the actual physical servers are. So they take the name, you know, the English name, the language name, and convert it. So that's what's going to happen. So the implications of that is not clear yet, what it's going to do to existing systems versus new ones. All right,
I think they're
going
to use it to center the Internet, to censor it. Anyway, take it easy, man. Thanks.
All right, catch you all.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Good day, folks. Welcome back to RBN. This is Art from Philly. We have two callers on the line, Jim from Little Rock and then Frank from North Carolina. Come on up, Jim.
Oh, am I on?
You're on, Jim.
Hello?
Welcome to the show.
Oh, okay. I don't never call no other show but Rick Adams Show on the RBN Network.
You call him
Rick Adams? I'm John from Little Rock, a.k.a. Rabbi Leverman, which stands for Let Me Rob the Treasury. okay, I got some. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're a little late for that.
Yeah, okay. All right, I got two questions here. I'm here in Little Rock, Arkansas. My congressman, Jewbag Scumbag, French Hill, United States congressman, sent me a letter today that I'm going to send to the RBN board operator, say that he supports Israel and the $30 billion a year aid to Israel. Now,
right.
Usually when I get a letter from my congressman, make a long story short, I nod off and stuff. But what caught my attention was, why would he be supportive of such a plan? Well, here's why. He received, back in 2014 and in 2016, a lot of contribution from Caterpillar, right? And we all know that Caterpillar makes those D9 bulldozers that Israel used to demolition Palestinian houses.
Right.
So I said, okay, no wonder he supports Israel. He just got $10,000 this year, plus more under the table that I can't prove.
Is he one of the people in the junket in Israel right now? You remember all of Congress goes to Israel for their junkets in August? Just to let you know.
No, sir. They go to Israel to bow down and kneel before them.
Right.
Then they get their chair. Now, I'm going to send this copy of this to the RBN on your Facebook page, this letter. And now, one more thing I want to talk about. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. We can't beat these Jews, so later today I'm going to go surrender to the Israeli embassy or consulate or synagogue, which is better, and surrender American sovereignty to them because we can't beat them. And that's it. I take my answers off the air.
All right. Thank you for your call. And I think we can. It's how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? The act of defiance. Defiance begins with a single act. All right, we got Frank from North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Frank. Oh, okay. Well, I was going to mention one thing with respect to Frank is we were talking in the past about the gay bathrooms, you know, letting the gays move into the women's bathrooms and Target being a major supporter of that. Anybody watching how Target stock is dropping like a lead balloon now? And now they're actually saying we're going to create diversity, but we're going to create a single bathroom for diversity in every store. So they're eating crow right now. And it's absolutely what we need to do, is send these Zionists a message. You know, you want to play that game, then you want to support a social situation that is 3% of the entire population, 0.3% of the entire population of the country, and ignore the other 99.7%, then let that 0.3% buy all your products and services. All right, folks, have a good day, and hopefully Rick will be back next week.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance.
prepare, don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.